Blog Talk Radio.
Before
Hello.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling in tonight. This is your host, LaShawn, from Texas. Today is July the 22nd, 2022. Well, we thank you for calling in tonight. We welcome you tonight. We bless you. And we know you could be doing anything else. You chose to call in and listen. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. So I thank you. If you know anyone that needs to hear the word of God tonight, please share. Please share with your friends and family, because we in a series. We in this season where Yahweh wants us to know who he really is. The Father wants us to know, wants our children to know. He wants the word to know. He wants us to know about his word. So, Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you, Father God, for Blog Talk. I thank you, Father God, for CBN, Prophetic Grace Network. Father God, we know in the prophetic, it is your word. The prophecy is the word. And who's the word? You shown us who is the word. You are the word. You are the prophecy. You the beginning prophecy. You the end prophecy. So, Father God, we thank you for your word. Father God, you increase and I decrease. Father God, I ask that you just put your word. Father God, give me interpretation of your word. Father God, give me deep revelation of your word so I can speak to your people. Father God, if there is anything that I'm saying that you ain't pleased with, I always say correct me so I can come back and do a correction to in front of your people. But Father God, I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for knowledge and understanding. Father God, we always gonna say, test the spirit. Just don't take my word. Don't take any other man's word. You get in the word for yourself. You try the word. Even he tell us, test us. Test me. Test me. You got to go into the word for yourself. And Father God, as we speak your word, we ask that those who have an ear to hear, those who are going to yield to your word, your will. Father God, we ask that you touch the heart of your people. So, Father God, not only touch their heart, touch their ears, touch God. We cover those that's on the line. We cover those that's on the airway, that's listening by airway in Mexico, Jamaica, Canada, all over the world. Father God, we ask that you cover them in their home, their children. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this day, because this is the day you made. Thank you, Father God, for breathing your breath into our body. Thank you for keeping our mind. We thank you for peace. We thank you, Father God, for a roof over our head. We thank you for transportation. But, Father God, we thank you for the life and the life abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Well, we're going to pick back up into the, I'm not going to be on here too long. I'm going to y'all to pray for me. I took some antibodies, and I think my body did not agree with those antibodies. No surprise. I just think my body just didn't agree with those antibodies. Those antibodies too strong for my body. I kind of broke out into a little rash, and I'm like, okay. So I've been trying to take care of it in the on my own, but we'll see if I need to go to the doctor. Just keep me in your prayer. Okay, let me. All right, let's go ahead and jump into his word. We have been doing even Prophet Randy and other ministry. And you know God is ordering your step when he's directing you and you doing the will of the Father. I pray that y'all can hear. Those know how to reach out, let me know you can hear. You can send a text. And matter of fact, let me know you on the radio. Listen, calling in, those who want a special prayer request, just let me know you listen. Even if you can't call in, you still can send a text message or message to 214-505-8719. Send me a text. Let me know you can hear me. I'm pretty sure those that cannot hear me will text me by now. But I see, and I'm not the only one that see this, the Father is about to, he's already, not about, he's already raising up evangelists. And he already raising up the forerunner. We know in the book of John, the Gospel of John, it was a forerunner. And there are still forerunners that's in the earth. And the Father is raising them up. He's raising them up to go out, the evangelists, to go speak about the love of Christ, to speak about the book of John, the Gospel of John, to draw souls unto him. Because we know all souls belongs to him. All souls, because how we know he's the creator. He's the creator of heaven and earth and everything he created above, beneath, on earth was created by him. So I just ask the Father to, you know, cover my voice, that he take over my voice tonight as I teach his word. So we've been doing reading out of the book of John, and I didn't read John over and over. This is one of my favorite books. But every time you read, there's another message in there that he wants you to speak to the people about. Every time when he told me to go into the book of John, he come back and give confirmation through his true mouthpiece. Read the book of John. There's something in there for you. And as I begin to read John at night, I told y'all my testimony, how I used to be up at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning reading his word, just up, reading his word. And as I continued to read the book of John, I was asking him, what is it that's in the book that you want me to get? And then I finally got my answer, and he still continued to give me these little breadcrumbs to teach his people. But he was saying, break bread with my people. Break bread. He didn't say with your people. He said, break bread with my people. 2 years ago during the pandemic, I ended up getting laid off. He even blocked it to where he did not allow me to go back to a company. He didn't allow me to go back to work because I was on assignment. He began to pull me away from a lot of tradition and religion. He began to, you know, he set me down at his feet. I say he set me down. And I began to learn of him. I began to learn of him. And this is our job as a leader. Whoever you are, a leader, you're here to serve. But in order for you to know your calling, your destiny, your purpose, you have to have a relationship with Christ. You got to have a relationship with your Father. And then it was a time not too long ago, I was in my kitchen. When you have a relationship with your Father, he began to speak to you even when you cleaning up, when you driving your car, when you at the grocery store, when you buy yourself. He began to speak to you. He will give you direction. He will tell you no. He will tell you yes. He will tell you be quiet. He will tell you be still. Whatever he decides to speak to you about. But he will speak to you. He will definitely speak to you. And he speak to you through his word. For example, that's why we try, you know, if anybody's a little pastor, they should direct you back to the Father. They should direct you back to the Word. And we know from the last 2 weeks who is the Word. Yahweh is the Word. Abba is the Word. He is the Word. It showed us in the beginning of the book in Genesis. He is the Word. He's the spoken Word. It tells us in the beginning of Gospel of John. He is the Word. We cannot get around that. He is the Word. He spoke the Word. Let there be light, and there was light. So he is the Word. He came down here as the Word, and he came in flesh form. The Word began, the Word became flesh. We learned that in the beginning of John. The Word became flesh. As he began to give revelation, break bread with my people, I began to ask him, how do you want me to break bread? Well, during the time when I was home, he began to give me wisdom how to break bread. And some of y'all know my testimony, how I took the money he blessed me to go buy 300 some Bibles, and I began to pass out the Bibles. I ended up passing out these Bibles to women's prison, men's prison. Even when we go out and feed the homeless, I began to pass Bibles out to the homeless. And the most important, I began to pass the Bible out to the children. The children this day need the Word more than anything. But if us, the elders, us, the one ahead of them, the one ahead of the household, don't know the Word for ourselves, your bloodline going to be in trouble. I don't know a best way to tell you this. The head of the household should know the Word. And so when he began to tell me in the book of John to break bread with my people, break bread with my people, I went and bought the Bibles and was passing out the Bibles and, you know, feeding his sheep. Then he began to tell me to teach on it. I would try to write things down and, you know, write things down what I'm going to say. He said, see, this a new era. I'm about to do something uncommon. I'm about to do something unheard of. You know that where the Bible verse go, the eyes ain't seen nothing yet. People are crying now. We heard about Moses. We heard about Abraham. We heard about Jacob. We heard about David. We heard about Jeremiah. We heard about Isaiah. We heard about Elijah. We heard about Mark, Luke, John. We heard about them. We heard about them. We heard about the miracles. But we want to see it in our generation. Do you not know how many people are crying now? We read about John G. Lay. We read about Esther Coon. We read about Smith Wigglesworth. We read about the miracles that was before our time, 30 and 40 years ago. We read about Auntie Mary. We read about A.A. Allen and all these people that was before our time, even in the great book that your prophecy wrote. But we want to see it for ourselves. These people don't want to leave this earth without seeing the miracle for ourselves. Not this false doctrine, not the false Christ. We don't want to see what the false Christ is doing. We don't want to see what the false Christ is doing. We want to see what the real heaven is doing. What are you doing in heaven? You say, let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We want to see the real miracles. We want to see the real supernatural. We don't want to continue to see what they doing and heard about what they did back up in the 1850s. We want to see it now in 2022. We want our children to see it in 2023, 2024, 2025. We want it now. We want to see it now. That's the cry. People are crying it. Let me tell you, for those who's crying that, you about to see it. You about to see it. Yahweh heard your cry. So you about to see it. Oh, you better believe it. You about to see it. You about to see it. And you about to see it. It's going to be something that you never seen. It's going to be a revival that you never seen. So in order us to get to that place, he's preparing us. And how do we get to that preparation? We got to get the preparation by getting to know who he is. Because I remember a couple months ago, he said, "Don't people don't even know my ways. They think they know my ways. They don't even know my ways. They don't even know my ways because they don't even know me. They don't have a personal relationship with me." This I'm talking about Yahweh, not LaShawn. They don't even know my ways. I have different ways. I don't have the same ways. They don't know me because they don't spend time with me. They're not seeking Christ. They don't even believe my son is real. Yahweh came. He came here to the earth. We learn that in the book of John. Even the book of John say they knew him not. How could they not knew him? How can they not know that Christ was Yahweh? How can they not know that? Even Christ, even challenged Nicodemus. How do you not know the word and you the great priest? Ain't that peace in the same thing up on that throne? How can these pastors? How can these priests don't know who I am, don't know who my word is? I am who I said I am from the beginning. I am who I say I am in the middle. I am who I say I am at the end. How do you not know that? Because they know other things that's not of him. So this season right here, he's giving people chances. Those who have an ear have to hear in this season, because he's going back. Let me tell y'all, he's going back to do a redo. He's going back to correct everything that the Gentiles, the Pharisees, even Jesus, when Christ, he was here. He was doing the same thing. He was the voice for the kingdom of God. He was the voice for heaven. He was the voice. And so as he left, he left something here that we could continue to move on and continue to do the assignment. He left us the best gift, which is the Holy Spirit, the conference, the teacher, the wise counsel. You ain't going to know that if you don't know who he is and where he came from. Come on. So sometimes we got to take us back to the beginning. We got to go back to the beginning, because a lot of family don't know the beginning. A lot of marriage don't know the beginning. And a lot of pastors, oh my God, I got to say, don't know the true beginning. He said, I got to go back in the genealogy. I got to go back in the DNA. I got to go back to the real, the original word. I got to go back and teach the people the truth. I'm going to raise up a nation. I'm going to raise up a group of voices. They're going to take them back. They got to go back and clean everything up. The Father is cleaning up houses. The Father is cleaning up temper. If he cleans up the temper then, he has to clean up in this season, in this hour. He's cleaning up the temper. He has to go back. Some of us have to go back in his word so we can teach this thing right. He said even a child can understand the word. If a child can understand the word, why are you not teaching the children the word? So we in the book of John. He is the word. So anybody that's been on here for the last 3 weeks, you cannot use it. It's time out for using excuses. We cannot use these excuses no more. I did not know. I don't understand because he has great teachers after. He has great teachers that he had anointed to teach his word, word from word. It ain't too many of them out there. They're sitting down teaching his word from word. So he's giving you the bread that you need because we know who is the bread, who is the light, who is the meat. Oh, let's go see who it is. Let's move to John 15:4. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself, except it bind in the vine. Nor can ye expect. Ye abide in me. Why did he say abide in me and I am you? Why did he say that? When we go back to the beginning, why did he say that? Because he said here, let's take it another step. Let's go to John 14:6. This is Christ talking. This is Jesus talking. Why did he say abide in me? Because I am the way and the word. The truth. Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the light, and no one, let's go back over that again, I am the way and the truth and the light, no one. That means I don't care who you are. I don't care if your daddy been preaching on that pulpit for 40 years. I don't care if your mama is evangelist. I don't care what they is. If they don't believe that Christ came here as the word, Christ came here as Yahweh, and they don't believe in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one. They don't include me. They don't exclude anybody on PGN. Not in your church. Not in your family. He said, no one comes unto the Father but by me. Why did he say that? Well, I'm glad you asked tonight. Why did he say that? Because what did the beginning of the book tell us? Come on. Some of y'all won't be words. But what's my favorite saying on here? Christ is the word. You chase after him. He's the word. That's what you need, Christ. Because we know from the beginning was the word, right? We know that from the beginning. So that's the reason why he said for us to abide in him. Seek him. Search him. Chase after him. Fear him. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's why he said, abide in me. I am the word. I don't care if y'all want to hear this on PGN and those who was in the wall of prayer. He is the word. That's why we got to refer people back to Christ. We got to refer people back to the Father. What is the Father saying? So many people called me on their phone and tried to get me to give them advice. What do you think? What do the Father say? What do the Word say? Some people get mad and they go on about their business because they don't like that. No, I'm not going to let you idolatry me. I'm not going to let you put me on a pedestal. What did the Word say? Because I know the Word is true. I know the Word is accurate. Some of you want a patty cake, hot scotch. I don't know why I'm saying that. Scott. No. It's not like Burger King has a way with extra pickles and mayonnaise and tomatoes. He got the true meat that you need. I could just lead you to him. So if you don't have peace in your home, you need to examine yourself. If you don't know what to do, you need to examine yourself. What did he hold you to do? Have you seek him on it? Have you waited on him? And so we got to start referring people back to the Word of God. We've got to refer people back to the Word of God. What did he tell you to do? How did he tell you to do? Did he even tell you to do that? What is he saying? And if he talked to you, he's going to come back and use us and give us confirmation if that's what he chooses to do. It's God choosing to do whatever he want to do. We can't make him do nothing. So that's why we tell people, I can't talk for everybody. I can't talk to everybody. So in the book of John 7:37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus, Yahshua Christ, stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. My God. That goes back to what I just read to you in 15. Why did he say abide in me and I in you? Everything you need is in the great book. It's your meat. It's your dim wine. You drink from the righteous cup. You drink from the righteous cup. He that believes it on me, the next verse, he that believes it on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow a living water. What is this river of living water? The Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. When the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside, that's why he helped to clean up the temple. You cannot dwell, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in a corrupt, dirty, perversion temple. It just can't. You got to get yourself cleaned up. And how you get yourself cleaned up? I'm talking about cleaned up, not just on the outside, because when you get cleaned up on the inside, it's going to show on the outside. You going to have some type of aura about you. You going to have some type of glow about you, because you have been clean and straight on the inside. How do we get clean on the inside so the Holy Spirit can dwell on the inside? You got to go through a healing and delivering process, and we have to turn on that in order for you to get in that secret place with Christ, and in order for you to get in a secret place with your Father, get in a secret place of the Most High. You cannot get in a secret place with him, because that's just like stepping on holy ground. If you get in that secret place with him, you won't have to die. If you really want it, if you really want to be healed and delivered, he's going to deal with you. He ain't going to show you what Susan and Betty Boo is doing on your job. He ain't going to tell you about your husband. He's going to begin to pull out that mirror and show you who you are. If you broken, he's going to speak to you and show you the areas that you are broken in. Sometimes he got to break you down himself. He got to sweep everything out of you. But in order for him to do that, you got to know who he is first. You got to spend time with him. And see, that's why we all talk about the Word. You want this Holy Spirit to flow out your belly like rivers of living water. He got to clean you up. He got to clean you up on the inside. He got to clean that mind up. He got to clean that heart up. He got to do a purging. He got to do a washing and cleaning. We said a couple weeks ago, this is a season God is cleaning up. He's cleaning up houses. He's cleaning up the temple. And your body is a temple. First, he's going to clean you up. Filthy rags. My And he got to clean you up to get you prepared and ready for your assignment. You can't be corrupted. We all fall short of his glory. Even we partake of his body. Is any of us worthy? Who is worthy? Even in the book, the second John, the other John, who is worthy to open the book? Even the angels, even the beasts, everybody in heaven knew they weren't even worthy to open the book, to open the seal. We are not worthy. We are not worthy of his grace and mercy. We thank y'all that in the bag of chips, but we ain't even worthy. We ain't even worthy of taking his body, breaking bread with him. Come on. I'm going to speak. Y'all know this G-O-D radio has always been G-O-D. And we speak the truth on here because the truth won't set you free. That's why he had to get beat like he got beaten because none of us worthy. So in order for you to even drink the cup from his hand, you got to surrender. You got to yield yourself. You got to give him yourself as a living sacrifice. But this spanking him of the spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. See, the Holy Ghost ain't even came yet. He had to go through what he went through in order for the Holy Ghost to come. For the Holy Ghost to come. But what he was doing, he was preparing. Jesus was cleaning up. He was cleaning up the temple. He was cleaning up the mindset of the people. You heard him when he did his miracle on the man that was lying for 38 years, waiting on this tradition and religion of what the people were saying in the town. Stand over there by the pool, because at certain time of the season, the angel gonna come down and trouble the water. That was a sin. That was a tradition man made up. That's why Jesus had to go and stand by the pool. That's why Jesus had to go to him. Why did he go there by the pool when he could have went anywhere else? Oh my God, somebody that has the spirit of discernment better catch it. Why did Jesus go to this season, go over there for that one man? Because we're in the book of John told us there are many miracles. That's not even, that we, it's just too much. They could not write it all down in John. Why did he go over there? Okay, I'm going to show you why he went over there. The reason why Jesus went over there, because there was so many people over there. There was so many people over there that were burned up with sickness and infirmity. They was blind. They could not walk. They was crippled. They had all type of diseases. Oh, they had all type of diseases. And how would you know this? If you go to the book of John 5, it lets you know. In the book of John 5, verse 3, in these days lay a great multitude. Y'all, did y'all not catch that? A great multitude. Let me tell you how powerful Christ's word was. He probably spoke to that lame man, but his word so powerful. Everybody that was standing over by the pool probably received their healing today. Let me show you how powerful his word is, because he is the word. When they came to arrest Christ, and when they said, we looking for Christ Nazareth, Christ only spoke a word, it is I. And as soon as he opened his mouth and said, it is I, all the souls began to fall back and hit the ground. My God, my God, what kind of powerful word is that? What kind of power did man carry where he said, it is I? He didn't say, what you looking for? Why you looking for me? Why you trying to arrest me? He said, it is I. He pulled on that bow and said, it is I. And boom, they hit the ground. My God, he said, I'm running off of that. What kind of man everything. What kind of power did this man carry? He told him over and over, I came not of this world. He only spoke the word. And why he was able to speak the word? Because the word was him. Come on. In the beginning was the word. He never fought with a demon. He never laid on top of a demon. He never choked a demon. He never slapped a demon. He told demons to shut up. Oh, my God. He told demons to loose him and let him go. Oh, my God. He told demons to come up out of there. He didn't fight with no demon because he knew. Let me tell you something. You know the reason why he didn't fight with him? Because the demon knew who he was. Come on. Oh, you think the demon didn't know who he was? I could take you to the word. We're going to take you to the word on Block Top, on PGN. They recognized him as soon as Jesus took off, came out that boat, and his feet hit the land. They ran, the men ran, because he wanted to be set free. He had legions of demons in him. You are. They recognize him. You're the Son of Man. You're the Messiah. You God Himself. Why are you here to torment us for our time? Demons even know they time up. Well, demons know they time up. You don't think we got a time here on earth? That's what they said of Christ in the book. We know who you are. We know who you are. But they thought they still had time. You the son of man. You God yourself. You Jesus. We know who you are. But why are you here before you come to torment us before your time? You the Son of Man. You the King. You the Messiah. Who was in heaven with you? We got booted out because of you. I'm just putting my little twist on her. But they knew who he was. Jesus told him to shut up. He didn't want to have a conversation with him. He told him to shut up. He didn't want to have no conversation. He told him to shut up. What's your name? Legion. They come out. They even ask permission and they go into the pit. Who is this person? That demons got to ask for permission and they go somewhere. Because they've been in this man too long. They recognize who he is because they know who he came from. And the question that I would have, if demons recognize who Christ was, why do the Pharisees recognize that? The Gentiles, why they couldn't recognize that? Because they wrote about him, the prophecy before him. It was written about him in Genesis. Elijah and them written about all the old prophecy written about him. They had the scrolls. You know the reason why they did not know? Because they was caught up on their tradition and religion. They was caught up in making money. They was caught up in performing false miracle signs and wonders. They was caught up in their own tradition and religion ways. They was caught up. They was so caught up in the dominant system, the Baal prophets. They was caught up in bewitching. They was caught up in their idolatries. They left the love of Christ. They got so caught up, they didn't even know he was on the earth. They were so caught up, they didn't even know he was on the earth walking amongst them. The word itself, the same word that Elijah wrote about, the same word that spoke to Moses, the same word that spoke to Abraham, the same word from Genesis that came down here on earth, and they didn't even know about it. They didn't know the same word was walking amongst them because they was tradition and religion. They was in their falsehood. devil is speaking of a false Christ and other gods. The same thing. People are going to be so far away. We are so far away from the truth. That's why he said he had to go back and teach my people. Go back and teach them. Go back and teach my people my word. My God, I'm trying to get a pose of myself. I don't want to break down right now. He's saying go back and teach them. Go back. They got to go back to the basics. Because he didn't turn his face. He spit them out of his mouth. That's why the fourth runner's coming. The evangelists, they're going to be teaching the truth. Draw the people, because he said, before I come back, I'm going to pour out my spirit on our flesh. That's one of his promises, and he's not going to take back. The reason why Jesus went to that pool, because the tradition of the Jewish, the tradition of those Pharisees and Gentiles, the people who've been waiting for 30-some years or more than 30-some years because they believe what they said. Stand by this pool the certain time and the certain hour, certain season. The angel was going to come down and trouble the water. Some of the people were swimming like a fish in the water and still had infirmities. Come on. That's why Christ had to go over there. Because in that day laid a great motor. It's a motor. Many folks that was blind. They were wimbled up waiting for the move of the water. The water don't got nothing to do with your healing. Huh? See, how did they not know that? Because it was what they was taught. We can't get mad at people what they was taught. It wasn't had nothing to do with the water. The water was not healing them. Come on. Break this tradition and religion off your mind tonight. They say for a certain angel will come down in the sea, in the pool, and trouble the water. And whosoever the first after the troubling of the water stopped, the water stepped in was made whole, and whosoever disease he had. Jesus had know what they was doing. He knew what they was doing. He went right over there and spoke one word. And I believe that one word he spoke to that man that had infirmity for 38 years. He just asked him one word, y'all, one word. He just gives the word. He spoke one word. He asked him, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed? And he asked him that today. He probably asked you that in a secret place. Do you want to be healed? He's just looking for a yielding vessel. Yes, sir. I want to be healed. I want to be made whole. Just that one word. Do you want to be made whole? And when he, look what the man said, he made all the type of excuse. He didn't even say yes or no. He gave Christ an excuse, basically, that's what he said. He told him, every time the angel come down, trouble the water. Nobody ain't helping me get in there. Every time I try to get myself in there, somebody come before me. That's what he said. He didn't answer, cause he didn't know who Christ was. He's like, I waited for the water. I don't have a man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another step down before me. Jesus just said unto him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Just that simple. Immediately, it didn't say 3 days later. It didn't say 30 days later. It didn't say 2 years later. Immediately, the man made whole. This is the word, y'all. This is the word.
So he said, on that day, is anybody thirsty? And they got mad. They got mad at him. Who made you whole? Because you think they won't keep an eye out on everybody that was at that pool, that was out there swimming in that pool, trying to wait for their healing to come and still crippled and everything else. They noticed the man, he came, he healed. But this is the Sabbath day. They always were trying to get Jesus and crucify him for healing on the Sabbath day, doing healing and delivering on Sabbath day. But then Jesus correct that. Yes, Sabbath was made, but you made it out of tradition and religion. My father don't never sleep. He works. So I do what my father sent me here to do. My father is working, so I am working for him. I am him. They did not like the fact I say he was God himself. My God, they ready to kill him. But it wasn't his time. It wasn't his time. We even learn, even when he fed the multitude, when he fed the 5,000, Jesus didn't say, Lord, please, Lord, do this for your people. He didn't say nothing like that. The Christ raised up that bread and gave thanks. We told you, thanks will move the mountain. Thanks. You giving him thanks. Giving him thanks for what's going on in your life, not just the good. Don't be trying to shout and thump feet when things going not good in your life. You thank him for what you don't have. You thank him for healing your body when it's in the pain. You keep speaking the word, have faith and believe in the word that you are healed. You give him thanks by you thanking the Father that will heal your body, by you thanking the Father that will get you what you need in that season, because see what you need just by you saying thanks. And so when Jesus raised up the food, the bread, and the fishes, he said, thank you, Father, thank you. And before you know it, it was enough to feed 5,000 just by him speaking the word. Who am I talking to tonight? By you speaking the word, tell that mountain to be moved out that way. By you speaking the word and taking it back by force. This word, that's why you got to know what is the word and where did the word come from and who is the word. If you understand who is the word and where did the word come from, you're not in your word, you're not bathing in your word, you're not drinking from the word cup. Jesus say, anybody thirst, drink from this cup and you will never thirst again. My God. You got to know me. And when you know him, you got to bind in him. And then he got to be in you. Christ got to be in you. When you got a troubled mind, you got to speak to that mind. Now I got a mind like Christ. Oh, he gave me some instrument. He gave me some tools. He gave me some weapons. When I put on that full armor of God, my mind ain't going to be troubled. I ain't be thinking, because I'm going to take it into captivity. I'm going to pull down the strongholds in my mind, but there's no way I'm going to have the helmet of salvation and be having stinking thinking. I'm going to come against this ain't the mind of Christ. You speak the word over your mind. Speak word over your mind. Speak the word over your mind, and it's going to break that mindset. It's going to deliver you from that worry mind. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do to your mind. You got to stand on the word and speak the word. Oh, this season, this hour, a lot of people are worried. A lot of people are carrying things that they should not carry, but you got to stand on the word, even though you slay me, but I trust you. Oh, Father God, you get it and you take it away. You got to learn of him. You got to seek him so he can break you down, so he can break everything that he needs to break in your life. When he begins to break these things up in your life, he's going to rebuild it. Oh, my God, the Jericho wall has to come down. So every Jericho wall, everything that got you blocked in, it's got to come down because you got to come forth. My God, who am I talking to? You got to take it. It don't belong to the enemy, because he even tell us in Deuteronomy, we shouldn't be amongst the poor. We are a blessed nation. Come on. got to know the word, y'all, from the beginning. And he's taking us back to the beginning. And said in the beginning, they knew him not. They knew they was even amongst them. That's a problem. And they still, some of these people are still in the bloodline of the Pharisees and the Gentiles and the Canaanites. That's why they can't recognize the real true word. And he's been saying, let my people go, let my people go, let my people go. You got to leave who he is because he let us know. We just read it. We just read it. When y'all come here, y'all pull out your Bibles. Get your Bibles on the Bible app. Pull out your book. If you don't have no book, I'm going to step out and say, if you don't have no book with just the Bible, you get ready and tell Randy to reach out to me, and I will mail you the book. I will mail you a book. If you don't have a book, you just reach out to Randy and say, Randy, Sister LaShawn says she will mail me a Bible. If your kids don't have no Bible, you reach out to us, and we will get the Bible in your hand because we still have plenty of books. I will get the book to you, so there will not be no excuse why you don't have a book, why you not breaking bread in your own household, having a relationship with him in your own household. So if you don't have the book, if you don't have the true bread, you reach out to us and we will make sure you get one. Because enough is enough. We want to direct you back to Christ so you can direct your family. So your family can be healed, delivered, and set free. Oh, you just wait. In order to for you to receive healing and deliverance, you got to understand your true DNA and where you came from. In order for these kids that suffer with true identity crisis, homosexual, they got to know where their true DNA come from. It got to be traced back from the beginning. And they don't know the beginning. They confused. The enemy got their soul when the soul don't belong to him. We ain't here to beat nobody down with the word, but we here to teach this word. Some of us is here to plant, some is to water. But he's going to get he's going to get the glory, he's going to get increase. He get it. He's going to get nothing. But when we get there, we're going to see him say, yes, yes. He already saying, my faithful servant, I'm proud of you. He doing that now. They want to kill the word. The first thing Jews want to kill him. They want to kill the word because Jesus said he was God. He was the word. Even in Jesus, in chapter 7, in verse 19, did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you kept the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Moses gave you the law. Did you keep the law? Moses giving you a law. I'm giving you something else. Moses called down manna from heaven, but I came. My God, Christ said I came as a bread. Yes, Lord. You see, he said, Moses. Yes, he did. Cause see, they were trying to challenge Christ. They were trying to show him all the time. And let me tell you something. Those people that the enemy will put in your path to challenge you, they do it to me all the time to see if you really of God, to see if you who you say you are. So people, if they challenge Christ, they gonna challenge you. But they were saying, how can he be this meat? How can he be the light of the world? How can he be the bread? How can we eat of his flesh? Oh, he had to come back, and he was correcting them with the word. Come on. Didn't he whoop Satan out the wilderness with the word? Come on. That's all you need, the word. Don't never give up on the word. He said, this is not my word. My word comes from heaven that you don't even know about. Did you try to kill Moses? Why you want to kill me? They even called him the devil. They called him the devil. Jesus got him good again. Satan ain't going to tear down his own kingdom. And that is so true. Them people gonna stick. Them people, they stick together. They ain't trying to tear each other down. They ain't trying to tear each other down. They call Jesus the devil. Even in the beginning of John, warned us before he even started walking and performing miracles and started speaking the word of God, true word of God, because he was the word, that they didn't even know who he was. They didn't even know the word was among them. And they had, he just let them know, you had the law, you had all the scrolls, you had the writing on the wall, you had all this before I came. You should know I was coming. You should know I was coming. He would let them know. Then Jesus cried in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and you know which I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. That's in chapter 7, verse 28. Jesus crying out loud with his voice. He's saying, y'all knew me from the word, from the written prophecy. Y'all got the scrolls. Some of them, y'all hidden the scroll. Y'all hidden the truth from my people. Y'all want them to be in bondage. Y'all teaching them false Christ. Y'all teaching them about your gods and stuff. He said, you both know me. And you know where I came from. You know where I came from. You know me. You heard of me. Because the reason why Christ said that, because it had been written about me. This stuff was in way before I came on the scene. They written about me. But he that sent me is true. Ain't nothing false about him. But you don't even know him because you ain't spending time with him. You so far away from him. He even say you like your father of this world. Jesus say, I ain't of this world, but you like your father of this world. He was a murderer from the beginning. He was a liar. He was a thief and robber from the beginning. Who was he was talking about? He was talking about the devil. But he let him know in 29, but I know him. I know him because I am him. His word is in me. But I know him, for I am from him. And he has sent me. My God. Father God, I thank you for this word. Father God, continue to fill us up with your word. We cannot live without your word. We cannot do anything without your word. Your word cover us. Your word protect us. Your word, Father God. Oh, Father God, let your word be so in us, Father God, that it flow out our belly like rivers of living water. Hit your people with the true word, Father God. Hit your people with true wisdom, Father God. Hit your people with true understanding, Father God. Change the mindset of your people in the name of Jesus. Change the mindset of this young generation. Oh, Father God, you say you have to flip things in this season. Do the flipping, Father God. You also said it's about to be a domino effect. Oh, Father God, do what you need to do. Do what you need to do to get your word across nation. Get your word in Africa, to get your word in Canada. Oh, Father God, get your word here in Texas. Do what you need to do, Father God. We're just going to walk in obedience. You have your way, Father God. Do what it needs to take to get this nation back in the right place with you, Father God. Do what it needs to take to bring the healing and deliverance. Release your ex, Father God, and turn down every tall tree, turn down every branch. Oh, Father God, release your sledgehammer and begin to break it up, break everything falling to pieces. Break the mindset of the people. Break this tradition and religion. Do a great breaking. Do a great shaking. Oh, Father God, I thank you because you are who you say you are. I thank you, Father God. We cover every pastor. We cover every prophet. We cover every evangelist, and we cover the forerunner. We cover the gatekeeper. Oh, let the gatekeeper arise, arise and shine. Release the keys to lock up the city. Oh, Father God, move quickly. We need you to move quickly upon this nation. Begin to move quickly. Oh, Father God, expose the things that need to be exposed. Rip the veil, Father God. Oh, Father God, I see them. You already showed us some things, Father God. Oh, prepare your people for these next coming season. Prepare their mind. I speak that their household will line up with you. I speak that their mind will line up with you. Your will, Father God. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, you do the drawing. Oh, Father God, you do the turn down. Oh, Father God, you do the rebuilding. And Father God, we thank you for preaching in. We thank you for covering all the hosts and their family, Father God. Oh, Father God, we release the angel right now over every school in this nation. Release the angels, the war angels. Even Father God, let your war horse that you have upon the earth be released. Crush the vocal cord of the enemy. Let the hook of the horses hit this ground and shake up everything that needs to be shaken in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, there will not be no retaliation or no backlash. Oh, I cover every school up under the blood of Jesus. I cover every child up under the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, there will not be any more child being snatched up out of the state of Texas. There will not be any child snatched up out of the country of Indiana, in the country of Japan, the country of Asia. Oh, Father God, release your angels, war angel over Asia, war angels, angel over Japan, in the name of Jesus. My God, I see you, I see you, Father God. My God, renewed. I guess I'm saying that right. Father God, I'm going to seek you more on that before I even say anything, say about what I see with the country. But Father God, prepare your people for the storm that's coming. Prepare your people for the storm that's coming. Prepare your people for the storm that's coming. A perfect storm coming. Prepare your people for the perfect storm coming. Prepare their mind, Father God. Oh, Father God, we take authority over this suicide demon. We take authority over this murder demon. These mass shooting, they planning these shootings. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Father God, I cover myself. I ask that you just take over my voice and release the line for those who like to be ministered to, or you want to say anything about the word tonight, press 1 on your phone and they will put you in the queue, and I'll be glad to bring you up on the line. Press 1, and it will place you in a queue on the phone. Thank you, Jesus. Give me a second. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 828-989, this is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn, it's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
That's great. That's great. Do you have anything to share? But,
I'm just, you were sharing tonight. Everything you were sharing tonight is like God has been doing that in my life. So just the hallelujah shout out to him.
Amen. We thank you, Father. We thank you. You get the glory. Is there a special
yes,
prayer?
Yes, definitely. Definitely been purging. Been purging.
Yeah. It's a great cleaning going on. He's washing.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's washing. In a bath, it was early this week. Like I said, I would speak to you in the shower. The Holy Spirit would come to you in the bathtub, in your car. And then if I began to, I had put my feet up, and my feet were so clean. And I heard when Peter was saying, Lord, don't wash my feet, wash my head, wash everything. He wants all his body to be washed. So I began to hear that Bible verse because he is washing us. He's washing. He's washing the residue out for us. He's washing the tradition and religion. He's washing. And I'm like, yeah, so I wash my feet, wash everything. Then I heard it. So I was saying, yeah, Father, wash my feet. Yeah, sometimes y'all gotta take the word. Y'all gotta take the word in the Bible and use the word. You got to use the word and prophesy it over your own self because it's the word. Wash me. Wash me. Wash me to where I don't have no residue. Wash me. The things I cannot see. Wash me, Father. Wash me. It's me in the need of prayer. Come on.
Yes,
so, Father God, I thank you for your daughter, Jennifer, Father God. Thank you for you working things out. All things work together for good. Because you know why he's going to work things for the good for you, Jennifer, in your life? Because you love him. When you love him, worship him, cry out to him, seek him, all things is going to work together for your good. And that's what I'm hearing. All things is going to work together for your good. I believe that's in Romans 8:28. All things work together for your good. He didn't say some things. He said all things going to work together for your good because you love me. He wants you to keep loving on him. Love him even in the bad time, bad season, tribulation. Keep loving him. I love you, Father God. I trust you, Father God. I believe in you, Father God. I don't know what this is, Father God, but you know, Father God. You know what I need, Father God. The enemy trying to do this, Father, but I love you, Father God. I know you're going to take care of everything that is broken. You keep loving him. When you love on him like that, the thing's going to work out together. It's going to work together for your good. So, Father God, work it out for her. Work it out for her. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your word, and I thank you for working it out for your daughter. Father God, work it out for her finance. Work her finance, Father God. You do it. You know, when we seek the kingdom first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, some things we just don't have to ask for because it's the promise. It's in the promise. And so all that they got to do is just start thanking him for it.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in your daughter's life. We give you the thanks. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. It might be a little shaky right now, but it's going to work out together for my good. It might not look like it's going to work out, but yes, it's going to work out together for my good. It might look like I'm losing on the end, but it's going to work out together for my good. So, Father God, bless your daughter. Give her the favor that she needs in this next coming season and hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That's such confirmation to me. He's been teaching me about life and righteousness and how, you know, he's the word and the word is life, and about the cleansing. He was showing me that the other day, and he literally, you know, just poured rain down on me and just gave me a visual of that in the physical. So that's just so much confirmation in what he's been speaking to me this week.
Amen. Well, I said, a lot of a lot of people don't raise up their hand, but they call to listen to get confirmation. God gonna always get the confirmation. And I remember when I was going through, I heard dropping breadcrumbs. He dropped those breadcrumbs to let you know, keep going, follow the breadcrumbs. You know, lean not to your understanding, lean not to thy understanding, but my understanding. Mm-hmm. He's going to direct your path. That's the breadcrumb.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Is there anything else?
Oh, no. Just glory to him. Just so much confirmation.
Amen.
I feel still his shalom peace.
Oh, yes. That's it. That's it. We want this peace. That's it. That's it. That's it right there. Well, we thank you, and God bless you. And you
God
have
bless
a blessed
you.
Weekend. All right. Thank you. How is Greg? How is he doing?
He might be on the line tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll be on the line then.
I'll let him like
his
share
first
what
three
he's,
numbers.
I think he. Oh gosh, I usually just I'm trying to think what his numbers are.
It's okay. It's okay. Well, he might
it's
be.
Got, his number. Let me look real quick because I just usually just dial it from my text.
I know.
Let's see. I don't want to tell you wrong.
The first one.
It's 502-548.
Oh, okay. I think this is him. Let's bring him on. Let's bring him on. Hello, this is LaShawn. Hey, Greg. Well, you sounding good.
I'm good.
That's good.
God is good. All the time, God is good.
Amen. That's good. That's good. We're praying for you. We're praying. Oh, God is
that's
good.
That's what I hear.
That's good. That's good. We pray for people. We would like to hear them come on PGN and give us an update and let us know God is good. Like you say, God is good.
There is.
God is good.
Stories.
Well, let us pray for you. If you have any prayer request.
Nothing specific.
Okay.
It's been a busy week. I was out of town all week, so.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your son. Father God, we thank you for everything that you're lining up in his life. Everything is about to line up in your life. And what I'm saying, everything that's about to line up with your life, going to line up with heaven. And anytime anything lining up with heaven, that means it got to be in order. Things is about to be, what was out of order is about to be in order with heaven. So he's doing a realigning with you. It's going to line up in with heaven, trust him on that, stay in your word, praise him, give him the glory, because things is about to line up, and some of the things that he's about to line up in your life is going to blow your mind. Things that you like, oh my God, I didn't think about this. I thought I didn't even want this. But he's gonna make you go back to, it's like he's gonna make you go back. And I see like business, like he's gonna make you rethink a business plan, but that business plan is gonna be a blessing to you. You don't know it right now, but he's gonna line up. You got to trust him on this. You got to trust him and seek him on it. But he's gonna make you go back to like a blueprint, and this blueprint is gonna be his blueprint. His blueprint. And when God show you blueprint, it's going to be good. So, Father God, I thank you. Give your son more wisdom. Give him more wisdom. Father God, we seek wisdom from you. And give him the understanding, Father God. We thank you for blessing in him, Father God. We thank you for a great move that you're going to do in his life, because somehow we have to be repositioned. We have to be repositioned. There's a certain position that will allow us to get the favor and the blessing from heaven. So sometimes he got to push us, and sometimes he got to reposition us in order for us to get it. So, Father God, I thank you for realigning. See, this thing that you're lining up in his life, I mean everything, mind, everything, the way you think, everything, your finance, business, everything, leadership is going to line up the right way. This time is going to line up with it the right way. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. And, Father God, I ask that you speak to him, direct him. Let your word continue to be a lamp unto his feet to lighten up his pathway. We need the word to lighten up our pathway. So, Father God, I thank you. We trust you. And, Father God, we come against fear, doubt. Father God, break those habits. Break anything that's trying to come, against whatever plan that you have. We just speak that your son will line up with your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right, you have anything else?
No. I'm just going to soak on that one for a while.
Yeah, see, like I said, try him in it. Try him. Go to him. I don't care who y'all get a word from. Y'all seek God on the word. Well, Father, if this what you speaking, I want to line up with the plans that you have for me. You give me wisdom. You show me. Because if he speak to us, he'll speak to y'all too. Come on.
Amen.
And you're going to have to get in his word. It's going to happen. Sometimes you might be in that shower or in there fishing your food, and then he'll drop it right there. Okay, this is it right here. Look at this. He's going to watch. The Father just amazed me sometimes. Some things he do, it just blow my mind. You know, I wish I could sit up and pretend y'all testimony. He's going to do it. We just got to believe and have faith. Sometimes God not moving because he ain't moving. We afraid to step out the boat. He ain't moving because he don't know what you really want. He don't move because sometimes he got to put up the wall to protect us. He don't want us to go that way. Because he already see. Let me help you out with this. God already know about all these companies. He already know who is real, who's not real, who's dirty, who's filthy, who got filthy rag. He already know. And so sometimes God move us from one place, one region, one company, is to protect us.
Amen.
Because when he get ready to destroy it, because you know, you just don't know what they be doing behind the scenes. So sometimes we get mad, oh, they laid me off, I'm going to go trash them, I'm going to cuss them out. Some of y'all cussing people out at the job because y'all done got laid out and fired. But God, sometimes he put the tape. The only thing y'all knew about some of these companies and what they doing.
Sometimes it's not a loss, it's a rescue.
Come on. If you only knew, you'd be picking up your bags and your purse and be doing the hallelujah dance out that company. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for shedding the thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. I wish you well. Thank you. And flip and dance in the parking lot. And then a couple more months or something to shut down. The company is in bankruptcy. The company is in trouble. Come on. That's what happened to my company. God was speaking to me about that company. How that company, I would see things with that company. the demonic things that were going on and stuff like that. He told me the company won't go around. He even warned, I mean, what do you do when he tell you warn the people to pull their money out the 401k? And people laughing at you. Come on. They heed to the warning. One day they went to work. I was laid out. One day they went to work, and they were told, if you don't pull your money out right now, today, at this certain time, you're going to lose it. And then the company went away. The company that we was working for. He already told me that company was going to be around. So somebody had come in by them. They were no longer was CoreLogic. They was up on a big investigation. So don't get mad when he try to, when one door closes. Don't get mad now. I don't know why I'm saying that to y'all, but just be God. I don't know why. It could be for somebody else, but I'm just saying, start thanking him. Thank him. Let me tell you something. I found out about this woman today. She worked with me on the job. They just told me she just passed away a couple weeks ago. And I see these elder people on this job in the company that I work for. They work you so hard. They will have you coming in there in the morning, and you will be leaving out there at 10 o'clock at night from 6. And these women, she was one of them. It was three elders, and they were just trying to hang in there to get that. And this was, I be telling the Lord, I don't want to be so passionate about things, but these are things that get to me. I seen she was one of them. She was an elder woman. She was in her 70s. And in this apartment, we will have to go help the apartment out. And they, oh, my God. These women would be in there 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning and leaving out of there at 10 o'clock at night. One woman, her hands were so messed up with arthritis. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus, please help them, Lord, help them. And to find out that this woman died, she didn't get to see 78 so she can get a full retirement. And I'm like, it's sad how things are set up like that. It's really sad. But sometimes God will pull you out because he already see what's coming to you. And sometimes he will pull you out of those places to protect you for as your health as well. Your health. A lot of people don't believe that, but he will. He will shut it down. I remember this one woman at the job. She had a stroke, and I was sitting at my desk. She came back to work because she was worrying about the, y'all know, short term disability and enough. She came back to work after having a stroke because the short term disability was enough. And when I seen her come back, I was sitting at my desk. And she walked by, I looked at her, and I could see she was still sick. I could see the sickness on her. And the Holy Spirit said, get up and go speak to her. I can't remember the exact word that I heard, and I just said to her, get up and go speak to her. And I heard it again. And I went, and I spoke to her, and I gave her a word. I can't recall all I said, but it had something to do with her coming back to work. God is your provider, whatever. I just can't recall exactly what I said to her. Well, they end up firing her. Anyway, they fired her. But it wasn't meant for her to come back anyway. It wasn't meant for her to come back. And I believe there was something, when I prayed for her, God wanted her to rest. And see, when he tell you to do something, oh, he'll find a way to get you out of it. So, that's for somebody. I don't know who it's for, but it's for somebody. I always listen. Ask him what he wants. What do he want? What is his will? Amen. Well, thank y'all for calling in. And just seek
Thank
the Father.
You.
Thank
God,
you.
God bless you. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
God bless
you.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye. I just don't know who that was for, but I know. I can tell y'all some more stuff that went on the job. 251-342, this is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where you calling from?
Hey, LaShawn, this is Latrice and Tanisha. We're calling from Alabama. How are you?
And you say you have Tanisha, Sister Tanisha?
I have my former classmate. Tanisha on the, or she's listening, she's on the cell phone.
Okay,
yes,
she's
ma'am.
On the, you have on the three-way or something?
She's actually on another phone. She's on my cell phone. This is my landline.
Okay, can you hear me? Hey, Tanisha, how you doing, Tanisha? Well, I was asking how she was doing.
She's blessed. She said she's blessed.
That's good. So let us pray. Do Tanisha, Sister Tanisha, have any special prayer requests?
You got a prayer request, Tanisha. Please, Lord, help the Lord to get with what cases in court, please. She needs a prayer on passing a nursing test in Quex.
Okay. So, Father, what I was hearing, Tanisha, I heard the storm is over. The storm is over. But, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we just ask that you... the Holy Spirit will lead her, guide her, Father God, on some decision that she's trying to make. Father God, we just speak peace in her schoolwork, peace in that classroom, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we should not, you tell us not to be anxious for anything, Father God. But Father God, I ask that you continue to speak to your daughter in prayer. He's one to speak to you when you pray, intercessor prayer. You know, I don't know if she do a lot of intercessor prayer or he want her to do intercessor prayer. The word, God's going to cover you with his word when you do intercessor prayer. Not just intercessor prayer for herself, but intercessor prayer for others. And he's going to cover you.
Yeah.
He's going to reveal some things to you. So I don't know if she do intercessor prayer or he just want her to come up higher, stir her up in the intercessor prayer. But that's what I see, that, and that's what I see with her. That interceding, not only for family, but interceding for others. An intercessor prayer. Do you not know how important intercessor prayer is? When you are a intercessor, you are connected to Christ. You sit above principality and power. There's a higher height that he will take you when you are in the sea. And so that's what he wants. That's what he has for you. So seek him on it. Make it your time. See, we rob our own self when we don't pray. But there's something when you intercede in the intercessor prayer. So shutting yourself in, spending more time with him, that's when you're going to see things move. Have to pray. So, Father God, I ask that you stir her up. Let that be a birthing position for her to birth that in this hour and the season. Thank you for protecting her and her family. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we speak excellent in her schoolwork, excellent on her test. Father God, even when she gets frustrated and she don't know, give her the answer. Let the angel whisper the answer in her ear in the name of Jesus. And thank you for covering her, keeping her mind, Father God. Keep her mind at rest. Keep her mind in peace. Keep her mind, Father God. Oh, Father God, say if you thank him and you praise him, he's going to give you what you need. He's going to supply your need. You don't got to worry. And men don't got to bear bread. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Laura. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you do a lot of intercessor prayer?
No, ma'am.
Well, look. Let me tell you something. That's what we want you to do. Some people think they don't know how to pray. Yes, you do. If we spend the most time running our mouth on the phone, we know how to pray. 9 out of 10 people, I ain't trying to be funny. And Sister Latrice, you can help me out. The most people that talk the most is the most ones that know how to pray. Did y'all know that?
She knows how to pray.
I'm telling you, the most people that run their mouth on the phone, that's your gift. If you can talk like that, that's what you're supposed to be doing, intercessor prayer. I got to put it like a lot of people don't even know that. Most people that run their mouth are supposed to be, most of them supposed to be intercessor. That's why he gave it to you. Not for you to gospel and be on that phone, but praying. If you can talk like that for hours, yeah, I told y'all, this G.O.D. radio station, I'm going to speak the truth. If you can talk like that on the phone for hours, you can talk on your knees for hours. It's just like prayer is just like talking. And then the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will come up on you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what you're saying, and you don't know why to pray, it's going to speak through you. Come on. So that's why I said we're not going to walk in our season. God said enough is enough. We ain't going to walk in this season hours saying, I don't know. He telling you. Now you got to say, okay, Lord, use me. He's just looking for a yielding vessel. If that's what you want me to do, use me. Use me, Father. I don't want to lie with your will. Whatever you tell me to do, I do it. Use me. There you go.
Oh, God.
Well, Latrice, what do you have, a special prayer request? Or?
Just pray as the Lord allows, and I'd ask that you put yourself in agreement with my prayer, people on my prayer list and prayer request and prayer for Kevin Johnson, I think is his last name. And we're believing God for a miracle regarding that situation.
Kevin Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, not Kevin, but Kevin, and his last name is Morzette. I'm sorry. I don't know where I get Johnson from.
Father God, we thank you for your son, Father God. Father God, I just speak your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient, even when we weak, Father God, your grace. Father God, we just speak the salvation. Your salvation over this man's life, Father God. We ask that you draw him unto you, Father God. The prayer that's already went up for him, Father God, the healing in his body, the healing and deliverance that need to take place in his life, Father God. Father God, I ask that he will have encounter with you like never before. Father God, I just ask that you show up in his life to let him know you ain't forgot about him. You are real, Father God. Father God, not only let him hear about you, let him have an encounter with you. Let him get a taste of you in the name of Jesus. Let him taste it. Let him get a taste of your glory, Father God. Oh, Father God, show up in this man's life like never before. Oh, Father God, change mind, the way he view himself, the way he view other people. for, Father God. Oh, Father God, draw him back to his first love, which is you, Christ. So let him know that your hand is not too short to reach him, Father God. Oh, Father God, heal him on the inside. Do a divine healing. Do a divine purge. He needs to be purged on the inside, Father God. We ask that you purge and heal and clean him on the inside. Every wound on the inside that he has, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you just heal him in this hour. We thank you, Father God. Nothing is too hard from you for you, Father God. Nothing is impossible. Father God, we come against the spirit that wants to drain him and pull on him, that python spirit. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. The thought that's in his mind that it's time for him to check up out here. Father God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Father God, everyone that's on the prayer list, everyone that across your daughter path, even when she's going into the hospital, Father God, everyone, Father God, you, Father God, you the miracle worker, Father God, you have the provision, Father God, you is a God that do not lie, Father God, and your word don't come back to you void, it go forth. Oh, Father God, begin to shoot the arrow of deliverance in that family life. Shoot the arrow of deliverance. All the ones on that list that need to be delivered, Father, deliver them, purge them, wash them. Not only just wash their feet, wash their head, wash their mind. Oh, Father God, you do the open surgery to their heart in the name of Jesus. Father God, let them drink from the cup of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for covering them. We thank you for protecting them. Oh, Father God, you are God of mercy. You are God of grace. And we thank you for your mercy. We're going to speak that you have mercy upon them, their family, protect their family. Father God, fill them up with your glory. Fill them up right now, Father God. Change the way they think. Change the way they see things. And we break the spirit of fear. You don't give us the spirit of fear. You give us power, love, and a sound mind. We declare it. They will have a sound mind in this hour. They will have a peace of mind, Father God. You say, if our peace is you, our enemy will be at peace. So just like you spoke to the waters, peace be still. I speak of peace be still in their life in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask that, and like I said, You there at the finish line. You about to cross over this war. You about to cross over. Don't you look back. Stop. Don't be looking all around to live. You're trying to see who's. Don't you look around and look back, try to see who's finishing with you. My God. Don't you try to see who finished with you. You keep your eyes up on Christ, because when you look to the hill, which come your help. Your help come from who? The Father. Quit trying to look and see who going to finish with you. You cross over. Cross yourself over. It don't matter who's going to finish with you. It don't matter who's going to walk across states with you. It don't matter. You need to finish and finish strong, because when you finish, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, he better watch out. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Hallelujah, God.
Your help comes from the Father.
Say so.
You don't got to look to the right, the left, and look who coming with you. Look who I'll finish with you. You just cross yourself over.
Amen.
And let him do the rest. Cross yourself over. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And we do care, the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, God. It is well in spite of. And LaShawn, I do appreciate you for what you do. I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. May he continue to make and add no sorrow to it. And I command a miracle to find you and perform itself in Jesus' name. And amen and amen. It is so and so it is.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just pray. Amen. Go God. He did that.
He sure did. He did that.
He did that.
I know that's right. Well, you know what? I think I'm making a t-shirt. He did that.
He did that thing. Yes, sir. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
He said he would.
All right. Yes, Lord.
All right, son. I won't hold you any longer. I do appreciate you. And Tanisha, good last night as well.
Oh, thank you for calling in. And, you know, just start praying. Just start praying. And you watch. You don't call. You don't be telling us the war. My God.
Thank you, ladies, for coming.
Y'all have a blessed weekend. Right.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. If anyone would like to be ministered to, just press 1 on your phone, and I'll be more happy to bring you on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn Mess, who's calling. Break out.
Hey, Sister LaShawn. This is Carolyn in Jamaica.
Hey, Carolyn. Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm well, thank you. Blessed by your word you shared tonight. The word that you shared tonight was just such a blessing.
Oh, God. We give God the glory. We give him all the glory, all the honor. Wow.
Amen.
Is there something you want to share or a special prayer request?
Just kindly pray as the Holy Spirit leads. I do have a concern for a nephew of mine. I don't like some of the attributes that he's displaying. So just kindly help me. Agree with me in prayer that the Lord will just transform him and do a work in his life.
Say it again.
Just kindly agree with me in prayer that there will be a transformation in his life, his thoughts, process, his actions, and God will, even through his life, that his parents will be drawn closer to Christ.
Now, who is
this? That's what I'm praying. A nephew of mine.
No, your nephew? Your nephew. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me, I don't know if you was on earlier, but when I was praying, before I came on and stuff like that, I was telling God, I say, people, you're his surprise. So people want to see it now. Heard about these things through, the generals that passed on and in the book. And, I am one of them. I want to see it divinely deserved. But what I got back, he said, we are going to be among those that see it. It's coming. It's coming in due season. It's coming. We're mm-hmm. going to see this young generation. God is wanting us to speak and prophesy. And I'm saying this to you over your nephew, to start prophesying, decreeing and declaring the word of God. Put the word over him. Put the word in him. I don't know if you know how to reach out to him, but feed him with the word. Because God is raising up the reason why a lot of these young, y'all look every day in the news, young girls is getting snatched up left and right because the enemy wants to snatch their identity, their purity, and you know, destroying them very young. And, you know, the enemy is after the young generation, because I'm telling you, the young generation going to be, this young generation that's rising up, that God going to break even the young ones at age 5 and 6 and 7. Y'all going to hear some stuff that coming out the babe's mouth. God is, because time is at S and times is speeding up. So God is making a way for these young generation to come forth. The young generation ain't going to be like what we see these people, what they have been taught. They're going to be a new thing. It's a new thing that's going on with them. That's why we got to cover them in prayer. We got to get to prophesy over them, the word of God over them, you know, taking their name before the courts of heaven over this young generation like never before. I don't know if y'all heard about the story in Africa about the 21 children that mysteriously died in a little hangout, little club where they came back with the findings that was in their body. They end up poisoning those kids. They poisoned those kids. And then a couple of weeks later, another group of kids, see, y'all have to look. Y'all got to watch. Y'all got to watch. Y'all got to watch what they doing. He's trying to wipe them out. And some of them have joined there. Some of them is old, inherited. They got favor on their life. And so we got to keep this young generation uplifted up in prayer. So, Father God, I thank you. Father God, I thank you for protecting him, Father God. Father God, you are the father of all us, Father God. I ask that you get the line and get everything in line in that household. Father God, keep the head of the household. You get the head of the household. Because we're going to stand on your word and we're going to speak the order. It's you, Father, then Christ, then the husband, then the wife, then the child. Let the order fall in that household, Father God. Let the parents have a relationship with you. Let them know, learn of you, Father God. Let them know who you are. If they struggling with identity crisis, Father God, release a true identity upon the man of the household, Father God. I don't know how his household is, Father God, but I ask that you protect this young man. Even when he want to do wrong, don't even allow him to do it, because the calling that you have on his life. Father God, I speak excellence over him. I speak brilliance over him. Father God, I speak wisdom over him. I speak it, I prophesy. Let wisdom be the light unto his feet to lighten up his pathway. I speak the word intelligence over him, Father God. Integrity, humble, Father God. Humility, yes, Father God. We're going to prophesy that over his life, Father God, that he shall walk in humility. He shall humble himself. Father God, that he shall draw nigh unto you, Father God. You're covering, Father God, cover his mind, covering his thought. And Father God, we're going to speak that he will truly walk in his truly identity. Father God, clothe him with righteousness, that he shall walk in righteousness. Shall walk in excellence. Every lie that the enemy is telling him, oh Father God, we tear it down in the name of Jesus. We tear every lie, we condemn it, and we speak no weapon formed against him shall not prosper. Father God, we're going to speak for his life and salvation. Who should he fear? The Lord will be his strength of his life. Who should he be afraid of? We declare, who should he be afraid? You, Father God, let it be a fear for you, for his protection. Oh, Father God, let your word, Father God, get him on the inside. Let your word get him at a younger age. Get him right now, Father God, time. Get him at this season. And we count the angels around him, keep him in all thy way. Teach him how to pray, Father God. Teach him how to seek you. And let him know that Christ is real, that Christ
Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. Oh, Father God, let them know that greater is he in him than he that's in the world. Let them know all about you. Teach them all about your way. Teach them about your statue. Let his eye, let his body, his mind, because we know also belongs to you, that he will line up with your liberty, the liberty of freedom. Father God, we thank you.
Amen.
We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you, Father God, how you're going to orchestrate your daughter's step. When he say move, 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 move. When he say move, move. And it's like, don't look back. When he say move, it's like you're going to hear it. When he say move, move. You might say, move where you want me to move. He's going to tell you. And you're going to have a peace about it. Move in his direction. When you mean to that understanding, but his understanding, he's going to order your step. And remember, man don't live by bread alone, mm-hmm. but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the Father's mouth. It's gonna come to pass. You don't have to worry about it because you got the favor. And another thing, I want you to see God on this. It seems like you don't want it. I don't think you want this, but I'm looking. See God about you working with children.
Okay.
Go on fast and praying. You know the reason why I see you working with children? Because I'm looking at it right now. It's much needed. You have the passion.
Amen.
You have this thing that is going to draw them. A lot of children are abandoned. Even in a hospital, their parents not there with them in a hospital. Oh, my God. They are left alone in a hospital. You're going to be the light. You're going to be his light around these children. You're going to be the light around the children. You're going to be the light. And God will fish your heart. He's going to fish your heart. Remember, he's going to anoint your hand. He's going to anoint your hand, and he's going to begin to show you some things that's going on behind the scenes when it comes to the medical field, so get ready. And you just ask him, wherever you need me to go, wherever you need me to go, I go. Wherever you need my service, anoint my hand and anoint thy feet. And you just tell him to take over. But I see you. I don't know if this is going to be a little small thing. I don't know. But I just don't take it out with the children, because I see you working with children. I see you working with children.
Amen.
God, I ask that you give a clarification on it. Father God, we always say seek you. Seek you for the truth answer. Seek you for the truth answer. And I know you will give confirmation. But I do see you. Not just children, but women too. Women.
Amen.
Broken women. Women. Even praying over women's wombs to have children. My God, I felt that.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I felt that. Tell you, women, God can use you. Just get ready. Just get ready.
Amen.
Jesus, man, get ready. But just going on a fast and praying. He see you, because you should get ready to get a job, and you're going to move forward.
And it's going to happen real soon. It's going to happen real soon. Before this year out, you're going to have to apply yourself. Like, you're going to have to step out that boat. You're going to have to step out that boat. Don't fear. Step out the boat.
Amen.
So get ready. Is there anything else?
No, thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Line 12339, this is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. Where you come from?
Howdy, howdy, sister. This is Angela Joy from Georgia.
Hey, Angela Joy, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I was getting ready to go to bed. I said, let me see if LaShawn was on tonight. I had a busy day, so I said, well, let me just check her out, pray for her, and pray that she just keep on pushing, and then I'll go to bed.
Well, go ahead, then.
I was up till like 2, and I got up at like 7:45 this morning. I've been going ever since.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you got anything that's on your heart that you want to share or something?
Just pray. I'm just kind of thinking about some things that transpired today. So just pray over me.
You know what? I'm being honest with you. When I got on tonight, I heard Angel Joy going to be on. I heard it, Angel Joy going to call in tonight. That's what I heard.
Well, I didn't even remember it was Friday and you do it, and I was getting ready to go to bed. I said, oh, let me check out. That's right, my son. That's like I said, I went to bed at 2 a.m. last night, and then I woke up at 7:30 this morning because I had to go do this ministry that I'm with, a part of, and I've been going ever since. And then the grandkids came over, and they're passed out in the room, so I turned it on. I said, oh, son's on. Let me just have her pray a good night prayer before I hit the bed, take my shower and hit the bed.
You know what, Angela, what I'm hearing, don't let the enemy buff you. And I heard it strong. Don't let the enemy buff you. I know I'm saying it like I heard it. But it was so strong while you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the enemy buff you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know if you know what that means or what's going on with you, but it was like, don't let the enemy buff you.
Oh, I know what it means.
And this what I seen. You know how somebody said, I hit you in the face and jump at you?
Somebody what?
I'm saying the best way I know how. You know how somebody said, I hit you in your face, and they, you know, like I'm going to use the little kid because they probably some adults do this too. But I hit you in your face and they kind of buck at you.
Oh, yeah. I got some bucking today, but I buck right back.
I mean, that's what I just seen, like somebody bucking at you. I'm literally seeing like they buck, like they, I dare you, you know, bucking at you. And that's the best way I know how to describe it. Yeah. I just know I'm describing like from the streets. You know, that's what I seen in the vision, y'all. So, forgive me.
Well,
that's what I seen. And, I just heard, don't let the enemy buff you. And then when I heard that, it just seemed like somebody trying to buck at you. Like, they fucking mean it, too. So, we rebuke that. Well, you know, you ain't even talk. Now, you know, I'm listening to reveal that to me. But, you know, we rebuke that. You take your authority. Because he didn't give, we not bullets. You know, there are some bullets out there.
Don't let them bully you. You know, sometimes, we got to be quiet, be quiet. And then, some people be quiet and listen, blah, 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 blah. They turn them up. So, but you don't want us to do that unless we have to do it. You don't want us to do that. We turn them up with the word. We turn them up with the soul of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We turn them up with the truth. Do you know you can break something up? You can break something down with your word. Life and death is in the
hand of the
tongue. When you step back, sometimes you get step back, one, two, step back, step to the side. I have seen where the angel in the vision, where angels say, move out the way, like kind of push me out the way. Do you know some angel will fight for you? They will push you out the way and move you. Y'all think I'm playing? I'm telling you because I see it for myself. When you mess with certain people, you better move out. They too strong for me. Father, they messing with me. Father, this is your battle. I ain't finna fight them. You get them. That's the only thing I can do. Stick them with the word. The word will cut them like a two-edged sword. The word will cut them down. You put the word on them. And that's what God said. Don't let them bust you. You put the word on them. When you go down on your knees, they're in trouble when you go down on your knees.
Glory.
Please.
Hallelujah.
Did not Christ use the word on Satan when Satan picked him up and took him to the high temple? He used the word. He even told him, "Don't you tempt my God." He used the word. He whooped him with the word, and he fled. He fled. He got his little tail of Bible.
All right, now I got you, God. You got me, God.
He keep bucking you, but you keep turning him down with the word.
Glory. Hey, Kasala da Baha. My.
See,
well, that's interesting, too, because Pastor, I heard how Prophet Randy, I'm trying to think, it was Wednesday night, you call in for just prayer, and one of the words he did say over me was to have courage and just move on out, have courage. Courageous. Be courageous. And so today, I don't know, you might want to check out, my Facebook page. We did that that ministry thing that I'm a part of where we were feeding the community.
Uh-huh.
So I did a Facebook Live today just a little bit to let people know what we were doing. And so, but, yeah, I had a little situation with that. And I just released the word on some folks, and they just really weren't too happy, because we were doing the food drive, and they put me, the lady that I know, who's the president of it, she had put me on the board. Then she asked me to be vice president, and then she asked me to be the spiritual leader, the pastor over the ministry. And so, I know the devil really didn't like that. So, I didn't even see it coming. I had no idea she was going to approach me like that. I was like, she said, well, pray about it. And, I heard the Lord say, yes. So I told her, I'll come in position as, on your board and be vice president. Then like a month later, she's like, I want to ask you, would you take the position of our spiritual, leader and guider here as a pastor, kind of like over us, lead us? And I was like, God said yes. So I said, God said yes, okay. I didn't see any of it coming, Mm-hmm. And it totally kind of took me kind of by surprise. But I'm involved with that. And she told me this. She said, I know it was going to be a shift when you came. She said, but God is wanting a shift because he's getting ready. And so we both were in agreement, and some other people were on the board. We're like, we're in agreement that God is getting ready to whittle down. He's getting ready to separate the wheat from the tares in that organization. Because there's some people who are part of that organization that really They don't have the heart of the ministry. They just there for the fishes and the loaves. They're not there for the heart of the ministry. And so we both agreed that we were feeling in the spirit that God was getting ready to, like, you know, separate the wheat from the tares, and you were going to be able to see some real wolves that were hiding in sheep's clothing. And so we have, you know, a bunch of volunteers that, you know, do the food thing, but they don't have the right heart. You know, some of them are, like, yelling at folks and, you know, and at some of the people we're giving the food to, they being real stern. So I kind of switch positions where I'm kind of, like, directing the people in, because we had 120 cars come through our line today. And we were up there, like, you know, from, like, 11 until, like, 12:30. Giving out food. And, you know, some of the people who were there, you know, they were hollering and acting ungodly, you know, not an example of who God wants you to be to represent him in this work. You know, if you don't want, if you, and so somebody kind of snapped a little bit at me, and I've, you know, she's like, well, I'm really sorry. I said, let me tell you. I said, and I, like I said, I thank God that he said this to you tonight, because I just kind of went off and said, listen, and I said it loud, LaShawn, for everybody to hear. I said, if your heart's not in this ministry, and if you're here for selfish motives, and you think that you have the right to, like, holler and yell at people and push people aside, then you're not called to be a part of what God is doing here. And I said it out loud. We heard, all of them heard. We had about 30 volunteers. And so one of the ladies on the board, she kind of winked at me. She was like, hey, you know. And I went back in the room. She said, well, I'm really feeling like I'm going to close down this feeding program. She said, because there's too much confusion. God's not in this. Some of these people up here, they're just here for confusion. And she said, I know God is not involved in that, and I really don't, you know, I don't want to be a part of it anymore. She said, I think I'm just going to shut it down. So the lady you'll see on Facebook, you'll see I interviewed this one lady. Now, she was the originator of it. And, you know, she had to be away for a while because she had some things going on in her family. So she came back today to volunteer. And, you know, people were jumping at her. She started the whole thing, you know. And so she was, like, in agreement. She was like, yeah, she said, that's why I didn't come up here and get involved, because, you know, people are just yelling and carrying on and acting so unseemly, she said, and you know, just bringing in confusion. And she said, that's why I stayed away. And, you know, when I didn't want to come back up here, I said, don't you leave. I said, you know, you started this. And I said, it has grown. Don't you dare consider leaving. So then the lady who is the president, she told me, she said, well, I'm thinking about just shutting this thing down. She says, because it's just gotten out of hand, you know. People just coming up here, and see, the people who volunteer too, they get food and stuff, and then I think they feel like they, you know, it's just a spirit. It's just a spirit. Some people are just there just to say that, oh, I'm a part of this, but their heart is not in it. Right. You know, they're not there to represent Christ. They're there for some other motive, some other reason. So, yeah, that kind of, you know, when she said that to me, I was like, so I understood. The woman who was kind of over that, the part of it, she said something about, you know, about it and what happened. And I think, I don't know if she was referring to me, I don't care, but what I was going to say, what I said, I meant, you know, if your heart is not in this, you don't care if, you know, I think she said, well, we're going to lose some volunteers. Hey, this is His Works ministry. And if His work is not being done and being seen in the people who are part of what they're supposed to be representing Christ in this community about, then, hey, it's not His work. It's their work. And He's not looking for their work. He's looking for His work to be exalted. So, you know, I got some amens on that. But I think, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I feel like in the spirit, the devil is kind of, you know, he's kind of bucking at me. Like, who you? You the new kid on the block. And I tend to be I'm the only black person a part of the whole ministry. And we got 40, 50 people. I'm the only one there. And, you know, so I think, you know, some people kind of, because I live in an area where it's just progressively getting to a point where some things are, you know, accept it. But the thing of it is with me, I'm not a person who's oriented to color. I'm oriented to be Christ-like. And I feel like I am the kind of person who can walk into any place with anybody and hold my stand because I'm standing with Jesus. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you came from. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to stand for God. And I'm not going to be intimidated by you at all. And I think the enemy's kind of thrown off by that because they're not used to that, you know. But this lady who invited me to be a part of the board and be the vice president, oh, she understands that. And she said, that's why I brought you on. She said, because you don't back down. So anyway, yeah, I felt the devil was bucking up at me because they were kind of looking kind of funny, like what right she has to say that. I've been appointed as a spiritual leader over this, and this does not represent God when people out here hollering and screaming and then people coming by getting the food, and they're thinking they're supposed to be in an environment, because one lady said it, one of the new volunteers, I thought this was a different environment. We're supposed to be all Christians up here. It's supposed to be unity. So how is that representing Christ? So I just basically say we have to be who God called us to be and represent him the way he wants to be represented. We don't need to be concerned about our own personal motives, you know. And, you know, so anyway, yeah, I think the devil was a little bit, he was not happy. And then I defended the lady, you'll see it, the lady that I was talking to, I defended her, you know, so he really mad because they were trying to give her a low blow. You know, because she almost packed her stuff up and left. He said, no, you don't go. You stay right here. Well, I don't appreciate people. No, you just let them know who you are, and you don't have to take that abuse, but don't let the devil drive you off. So I took up for her, so I said, yeah, he bucking at me.
I just speak all in ministry, service, Father, that he will step in and bring order amongst the leaders.
Yes.
Among those, and then sometimes we got to pray, Lord, due to divine connection, those who you want to be connect, you bring them.
Yes.
Those that you don't want to connect, move them.
Yes.
Is they a part of this assignment? Is this assignment that you give to this woman or whoever you give it to? If that's the you build it, and you know who.
Amen.
You
be a part of. Hallelujah. Glory, and
so
that's
Father
exactly
God,
I'm
asking that you take everything that needs to be broken and towed down, and Father God, you build it the way you want it to be built. But as you was talking, I was feeding my sheep. And in John 21:16, Jesus, and this was standing out to me when he went to the disciples and said, love I me. Basically, do you love me? That's what he said unto them. You know, he said, they saying, yes, Lord, thou knows that I love thee. And he said unto them, it's my sheep. And that's what we got to understand. And that's our turn. I can hear that. Do you love me? Because if people have love of Christ, they're going to do things decent and order. They're going to walk in. They're going to walk in integrity. If they don't have the love for Christ, this is what I want to share. I know a lot of people might got out of here, but this was, I was in the kitchen, and I was like, you know, he was speaking to me about people that would dishonor me. They don't honor you. They dishonor you. But you don't take it personal because it's not that they not honor you. They not honor me. When they don't know who I am, if they don't honor the King of God and all his righteousness, they cannot honor you. So that's why
they're not honoring
the child that you are and your son, because they don't even honor me first. Love, do you love me? Because if you love me, this is Christ. He asked in John 21:16. He said to them again the second time. He was talking to his disciples. Love stop me? Do you love me? And they were saying, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said, if you love me, feed my sheep. Because, see, when I get ready to leave, you're going to know that I told you to feed my sheep. So when I leave and send the conference, and when the Holy Spirit come up on you, and then the Holy Spirit, when I leave the Holy Spirit,
You won't have the Holy Spirit to counsel you. You won't have the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom. You won't have the Holy Spirit to guide you. And you're going to remember my word. I say, feed my sheep. If you love me, you're going to feed them the way I fed you. If you love me, you're going to feed them correctly. If you love me, you ain't going to manipulate them. It will not be no love in your heart. If you got love for your heart, if you don't have the love of Christ in your heart, you have hatred, bitterness, anger in your heart, you can't be his
sheep. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
So,
what
you
yes, Lord.
Is the love of Christ will hit their heart.
Hey,
hallelujah. To go feed the sheep.
Amen. Hallelujah. You right on it, my sister. You nailed it on the head. They got the love. And that's what I was picking up today. They do not have the love of God. This is the whole point of this, is to shed the love of God for people to see that this is God's work and he is involved. And, you know, it's just like what you said. I told the lady who was thinking about, you know, stopping it. I say, you know what? This ministry, it's already made a couple shifts already since I came. And God told me once I was going to be a part of it, he said, I'm getting ready to shake some stuff. Because I know when God ordains and appoints me to be a part of something, I know things change. I didn't go on my own. I didn't even see this coming. But when God appointed me to be a part of what he was doing with this, I knew right then it was going to be a shakeup. And so she said that as well. So we both understand that in order for God to do what he has to do, it's going to be a shifting. It's going to be a shifting. And when he shifts, some people are not going to make the shift. They're just not going to make the shift. So we're going to just rest. Thank you so much for confirmation.
Yeah. And go read that for you. He's going to turn down some stuff and go read that Bible verse for yourself. Because one day you're going to have to go to them and say that, do you not love Christ? If you love Christ, we need to line up with heaven and feed his sheep. Don't be surprised if he have you tell them that in the meeting of Christ.
Well, I basically said that, hey, LaShawn, I basically said that to them today. I said, because if you're not doing this because of the love of God in your heart, then you are not using, you don't have the right motives for being a part of this. So right then, I know the devil was mad. I know the devil was mad.
Right. We want to get you here and deliver and set free from yourself.
Not
that we out here to see the sheep, but we want to get you delivered, healed, and delivered.
Yeah. I knew that, you know, I knew God was going to do something. And this lady who, you know, who was the president, who got me a part of it, you know, she said, that's why I wanted you to be a part of it. She said, because I know I know you love God and I know you're real and I know you will speak the word and you'll speak the truth. And you're not going to be siding just to keep people happy. You're going to speak what thus says the Lord. So she was happy because she was kind of like by herself, I believe. She felt spiritually concerning some things with the ministry because, you know, we both have a similar background. We go to the same church, basically. I had been going to that church a while back, and then I left and my ex-husband some situations, and then I'll just come back and kind of connected to the church again. But, you know, we both have the same spiritual background. And so she was kind of up there by herself because these other folks, you know, they're not spirit filled. Most of them, they're church goers, but they're not spirit filled. You know, they just there, you know, and her daughter and her, we all go to the same church, and her daughter is the one whose house that they had let this woman in, that we believe they had let this woman move into this house with them. The daughter doesn't live with her. She lives with another older lady that also goes to the same church we go to. And this older lady, she's probably about almost 80. And she let this girl move into the house that has the same spirit of that damsel that walked behind Paul. And I told them, I said, y'all need to take authority and get that spirit out. So anyway, they put her out. You know, she left. And so since she left, that's why this woman's daughter, you know, she said, I won't even go in that room and sleep. She said, that used to be my room before she came. And she said, when she came, I gave her that room. And she says, I want to move back into my room, but she says, I just don't feel led. So I told her what to do. And so that's the house that she wants me to come and pray over. And but then there's this other lady who's there. She goes to the same church, but she's not spiritually at the level that we are. And she has had some interesting background, too, even though she's really trying to get her place in God. You know, she's almost 80. But anyway, so, yeah, I know, but I knew. I wasn't surprised, but I just knew that God was doing something when he put me as a part of that. And the lady knew it, too. She said, I'm expecting a shift because, you know, God told me to bring you on board. And so, yeah, thank you so much for that. Thank you for being able to discern that by the Spirit, because I know that the devil is, he wasn't happy. He was not happy with the place that I walked into.
Yeah, you might have to wonder to us, you know, that's just when God's trying to change things and break a lot of stuff off of people. When we sometimes we might think that God breaking us to a place to do one thing, but I'm telling you, those people need to be set free. They need to be healed and set free. Because if they don't be healed and set free, they just gonna keep going and keep going and be going to another. They need to get, they need healing and deliverance in their life. And so I just pray that over them that God will send those, Father God, to heal and set them free from themselves, deliver them from themselves, that there will be a purging and cleaning in, within the body of Christ. We need a purging and clean from all this deception and all this stuff that's going on in Jesus' name. Well, and just keep seeking the Father and trusting him and don't make no decision and move unless he tells you to, you know.
Amen. Amen. I guess, LaShawn, he couldn't get me one way, so he came and tried to come another way.
Yeah. And like I say, it won't. I remember one day I woke up thinking, it won't work. It won't work. I was singing that all day. It won't work.
Hallelujah.
I even twisted up, singing it, put my own white flavor to it, but didn't have no clue. Didn't have no clue what was coming. But see,
amen.
God will put a worship up in you. You don't know the reason why.
No.
Looking around the corner. But he will prepare me, saying it won't work. I just kept saying, it won't work. It won't work. Babe, I tell you, he came, but it didn't work. It didn't work.
Well, you said something really prophetic when you were praying. I heard you say something about, you know, it's kind of like a warning, like they don't know who they're messing with, you know. Because, see, I know, first of all, if I've been appointed and called to be there and you're trying to buck up against God because you're not bucking up against me, you're in serious trouble. And I heard while you were praying for me, you know, before I even told you what was going on, I heard you kind of like, you know, I didn't give you all the details, but you were just saying basically, you know, people don't really know who they messing with. You know, you really don't. It ain't me. It's really God, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, I have been in so many different positions where I'm in different places with things that I know if I'm assigned to something and you try to block me from doing what I know without a shadow of a doubt, I've been assigned to this. Woe to them who come up against God. And I've seen it happen over and over and over again in different things that I know was my assignment. And I've watched it over and over again how when you mess with God's assigned person to a certain thing, oh, you better be careful because
that's what I'm saying. That's why Psalms 27 tell us
that he is our light and our salvation. Who should we fear? We fear God. And we fear God, even they will cry, they too strong for me, Father. I need you to fight this battle. So they know you won. I ain't win nothing. You won. And so everybody that's, you know, on here, if you serving God, if you surrender to him, yield to him, don't you fear what man can do to you. Because I'm telling you, once you open your mouth, you believe Psalms 91 that he given. See, Psalms 91, not for everybody. Even some of the Bible verse ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't serving him. And so when you start speaking these words that's in the book of Psalms and Proverbs, and, you know, the angel, he released the angel to give angel charge over you to keep you in all thy ways. And so you don't know them angels. Nah, I ain't never seen no angel, but I know when they are. He'll let me know when they are. And I know they, some of them ain't muscles. Got some muscles. I'm telling you, they got some muscles. Because he'll speak to me to strive some of them. And you don't know. I didn't see them vision. Where they will tell you, they will move you out of the way. Them things will come forth. It will knock a person down. I'm telling you. Trust me. Matter of fact, go ask them for yourself.
I have heard somebody pray for me that I have that. Somebody, I used to pray with some ladies, like, you know, for about 4 or 5 years, we used to pray in the morning, like 5 or 6 in the morning. And one of the ladies that was, three of us, were praying, and she said, when I worked at the prison, she says, you have an angel assigned to you. She says, I see him. He goes before you at that prison, and he clears the way. And she says, you never have to be in fear because that angel is there. And she says, he goes before you, and he leads you out. So one day we were in the classroom. I don't know if I had told you this before or said it online on the show and you heard it, but I remember not long before I left, and she had said that over me. And some while after that, I remember I was a teacher at the prison. So I remember we were sitting in the classroom, and I had an orderly who was kind of like an agnostic or atheist. He wasn't really an atheist. He was agnostic. And he was just, you know, sitting there, and all of a sudden we heard this noise sound like a helicopter flapping, you know. It was like, I go to the classroom door window, look out, I see nothing. It was so loud. It was another inmate there. It was three of us in there. It was another inmate in there, and then my orderly, who was my teacher assistant. And I was like, y'all hear that? And it was like, yeah, Miss Pippen, we hear that. So they were like, what is that? So I looked again, saw nothing. So anyway, the one who was agnostic, I asked him, I said, you heard that? Can't remember what his name was. He was like, yeah, I hear that, you know. So when I got home, I was sitting on the side of my bed, and the same woo 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 woo, like that noise, was behind me at the window. And immediately my spirit was quickened to remember what my friend had prayed that some mornings before. She says, your angels follow you home. And when immediately I heard that, I felt the Spirit of the Lord saying, I'm giving you proof that an angel followed you home. Because the same, and so it had to be angels on top of that building with their wings like flapping. Because, and so when I got home, that exact same sound was at the back of me at my window. And immediately I felt the Spirit of the Lord say, that's your angel. And I went back and told that guy who was agnostic about it. I said, hey, you know what? I went home yesterday and you remember that sound we heard yesterday? He was like, yeah, I remember. I said, would you believe that when I got home, that exact same sound was coming from my window? He looked at me. I said, so I want to let you know angels, they exist. And I said, it was the same exact sound we heard, and it definitely was no helicopter by my bedroom window. I said, those were the angels of God watching over. Mm-hmm. He did what to say. But I will say after that, his heart was softened. His family would not accept him back to their home, and he had to go somewhere else. And he ended up in a mission home, a Christian mission home was where he was released to. So I think that really affected him to know that he had heard angels. And but yeah, I know that they fight for me, and you're just speaking confirmation, because I told the lady, I said, well, the president, I said, well, you know, I don't want to be a part of any confusion. I said, I may just bow. She said, you better not. She said, uh-uh. And then the Lord spirit quickened me and said, when I give you something, I tell you to put your hands to the plow and you don't let go. Right. I'm like, okay, God, you got me. I ain't got to worry about it. So I know he's getting ready to do something, LaShawn, because you felt it. You spoke over it, that it's a done deal. God is going to reshape and align that ministry to have the people that he wants attached to it. Mm-hmm. And he's ready to separate the ones out that do not have the right motives, that do not have the heart for doing the work of the Lord. They're just there for the fishes and the loaves and for the accolades. That's all they're there for. And God is getting ready to do a work. That's just confirmation. So bless you tonight. Thank you so much for praying for me, because I know that was God's giving me confirmation about that. You know, I wasn't going to even say really anything about it until you touched on it, you know, like, hey, you know, I see the devil kind of bucking, you know, bucking at you. Yeah, he's bucking. Mm-hmm. He's bucking.
But thank the Father for just staying strong, and you know how to pray and whoop up the word. He's going to feed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
All righty. We thank you for calling in. Have a blessed weekend.
All right. I'm going to bed. All right. You have a great
All
one.
Right. You too.
All right. Bye. All right. Bye.
Okay. Let's see. 954-966. It's Sister LaShawn Masters calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. It's Regina.
Hey, Regina. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm blessed.
I'm doing great. You got anything to share?
Amen.
Or you have a prayer request?
No, whatever God puts in your heart.
Okay. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for your daughter, Regina, Father God. Okay. I don't know. I heard in the morning. That's why we're here, like, what about in the morning? So, Father God, I ask that you speak more about in the morning, what you want her to rise up in the morning. I mean, what is it in the morning? But I heard in the morning. So, mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you. Just give me more about in the morning. What do you want her to do? You want her to pray at some time in the morning? You want to seek you in the morning? What is this thing in the morning? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So, Father God, I thank you. The storm going to be over in the morning. I just hear it in the morning. I don't want to add to it and take what I heard in the morning. So, Father God, I know what this thing thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, like you're going to have an encounter with him in the morning. I don't know if he's changing your prayer time, watch time, something about in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting up in the morning at a certain time you have not been sleeping?
And we have been getting up at 5, and yeah, lately I missed it because I overslept. So yes.
Well, I just heard
in the morning at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday is when we
Come on, what do you want your daughter to do with you in the morning?
need me to seek him more in the morning, the wee hours in the morning, and there's something that he's going to show you. This is something secret he wants you to do in the morning. Seek him more on this, but I think this is a time that he really wants you to have a prayer life with him as well. But there's something, I don't know if your prayer, because sometimes prayer, people got a scheduled time to pray, and then it changed. Some people pray at 2 o'clock in the morning. Some people get their prayer, I'm talking about like intercessory prayer, at 2 in the morning. Some people do it at 6 in the morning. You know, that's a corporate prayer that he's doing. I believe this is something he wants you and him, you and his time. Because on the prayer line, that's corporate prayer. I believe this is something that he wants you and him. And some people, they pray hard when they get up, and they intercede prayer when they get up. Some people do it at 3 o'clock in the evening. Some people do it, you know, at 11 o'clock at night. So, yes, it's okay to do corporate prayers, but we have to have our own prayer life. To where it's just me and you, Father. And I think he just wants you to seek him at that time. You know, make time for him. Ask him, what do you want? What is this morning thing? Like, he wants you to rise in the morning and do something with him in the morning. So seek him more about that, and he's going to let you know. Yeah, what you're doing is corporate, but I think he just wants you and him, more time with you and him. It's okay to do corporate prayer, but there's some things God be wanting to speak to us alone. So, to have that prayer life with him as well. You always want to have a prayer life with him as well. It's okay to do the corporate prayer, but you got to have a prayer life with yourself as well. Because when you walk in a gift as in a prophetic round or whatever your gift, you have to spend time with him in prayer in order for him to show you things and speak to you things. Sometimes he want to speak to us in secret, just the time with me, with you and him alone. Mm-hmm. And so I just pray that he gives you more clarification on that one, that I think it's a time that he wants you to seek him more and spend time with him more. I know how your hours is, and I'm going to tell you the time we need to be praying to the Father the most. Some people got to pray all night. Some people pray all night. Some people in the morning, because, you know, they don't get up. Wait, the things going in, they need somebody on the watchtower 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe the time that you should be up praying, well, every time he wants you to get up in prayer, that's when the enemy is going to hurt you the most.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he's going to fight you. He's going to fight you the most at the time you're supposed to be getting up and pray.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make you the tires. But once you break it, once you start breaking it, and then it becomes a head. This is what I heard. Not saying I'm heard that for you, but one day I was meditating on the word, reading the word, or whatever I was doing, probably listening to the music. And I heard, I was listening to I think it was David Wilkerson, and he was talking about the secret place, somebody, the secret place. But he was saying, you set your time with God, set your time to go to work, set your time. You know, you when that time go out, you know it's time to go to work when you don't want to. Sometimes we got to set that time just to get up and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Set your time. If you got to set a time, set a time. Make it a habit of setting that time.
Mm-hmm.
So try that. and tried it in the morning. Ask for your time in the morning. And he'll give you more clarification once you start doing it. So, Father God, I thank you for the Father God, and I thank you for the revelation wisdom of what you want your daughter to do in the morning. What is this morning that you speak to her more about it, Father God? So, Father God, you want her to seek you, get up and pray to you, wake up in the morning, spend time with you, Father God. I don't know what your work schedule, but whatever this is, just be obedient and do it. And he's going to give you what you need and give you wisdom how to handle stuff in your life. You just constantly make it a habit. Keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it.
Okay.
So, Father God, I thank you for protecting your daughter. I thank you for keeping her. I thank you for protecting those on her workplace. I thank you for bringing peace up to them, onto the workplace. Father God, you see things behind the scenes. You see what's about to happen and what is about to conspire in the next couple of months. I ask that you keep all nurses and doctors, Father God, keep them protected, Father God, that they would not compromise, Father God. You know the plans of the enemy. You see what they're doing in the lab. You see what they're trying to create, Father God. Yeah. Father God, we're going to stand on your word that no evil should befall us and no bad should come near our dwelling, Father God. We cover our posts. We cover our window. We cover our place up under the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for covering us and hiding us. Cover and protect our children, your daughter's children, her children, Father God, her parents, in the name of Jesus. You kept us this, Father God. And so, Father God, we think that every infirmity that trying to creep in our house, Father God, you said we can drink any deadly thing, eat any deadly thing, and it shut my poison. But Paul got bit by a snake, Father God, poisonous snake, and it did not do no harm to his body. His hand did not well up, Father God. So whatever poison that they putting in the food, the fruits and the vegetables, poison they are putting in the vaccine, Father God. If we're going to stand on your word and say, greater is he in us, Father God, that's in you, than he that's in the world. Father God, we're going to stand on your word and say the same power that risen Christ for the dead lives in us, Father God. That means I don't care what they put in the vaccine. I don't care what they putting in the food. I don't care what type of virus they come out with. Father God, it should not harm my body. We should not be affected because we have Christ. We have the true Holy Spirit that dwells in us. We combine in you and you in us, Father God, that we should have the good fruit, the good living fruit. So, Father God, we thank you for shielding us from the virus, shielding us from every bacteria, infection, every disease, Father God. We command diseases and virus around our dwelling place to dry up, just like Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Just like he spoke to those trees to dry up, they dried up. So everything that's trying to form in our body, cancer, leukemia, anything that's trying to form in our family body, we speak to dry up, Father God. We ask that you touch the kidneys of the children, Father God. Father God, we ask that you dry up everything that needs to be dried up on the inside that's trying to form to create terrible disease. Father God, cancer will not be our family portion. Cancer will not be our portion in this season. We speak to the land that cancer will dry up, Father God, that there will be a miracle when it comes down to cancer. We will see cancer dry up right on the scene. We will see cancer dry up right on the x-ray that you will raise young men and women that go into these hospitals and these cleaning, the cancer cleaning, the children hospital, and Father God, as they begin to look at brain tumor, kidney tumor, ovaries, you know, tumors in the lung, that they will look at the x-ray and say, I command you to dry up right now. That person does not have
cancer. Every cancer in the next cell dry right now. I speak the word of God and I stand on the word of God. They're not on my watch. No one should not die tonight. Not on my watch. No one should die. Nobody, no one going to die in the wee hours in the morning. My God, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
No one, not on my watch. No one should not die in this wee hour in the morning. They should live. I declare it in the atmosphere. Anyone come to those emergency doors, they should live. They should not die.
Yeah.
They will not die a premature death. Not on my watch, not on my time. I think he's giving you revelation.
Yes.
Catch it now. Catch it. Catch it now. That nobody shall not die on my watch and my time. That you declare it out your mouth when you speak it, when you walk through that door. Not on this hour, not on this time, not on this morning watch, not on the night watch, not on the evening watch.
Amen.
Everyone that comes through here that stand cold, everyone that come in here cold blue, you will not be cold blue tonight. Yo, you will not cold tonight. Not on my watch and not on my time, because I serve somebody that's mighty. I serve somebody that sits above any disease, any trauma, any gunshot wound. My God. And you will not die tonight. So you take your hands off of them. I call them by their name to come forth and live. They should live during the night hours. Oh, they're coming out of that breathing machine. They should live. I command the cancer cell. I command diabetes to leave body right now in the name of Christ. Oh, Father God, I command everything that's trying to form in the liver, the kidney, the ovum, bacteria infection, skin infection, dry up right now in the name of Jesus.
I see beautiful action
in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for your living word. And so we're going to stand on your word and say, not in this season, not in this time, not in this
body.
They should live. They should live. They will not die and they should sleep over a heart attack. They should not wake up and they should not have a seizure. Those in a coma, I command that coma. I command that death. And I command it to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus, tonight they shall be waking up out that coma. You will not be in a coma for 17 years, 10 years, 2 years. The devil's alive. We choose the word of God over them tonight. Not tonight. They will not be in a coma tonight. They will not have brain bleeding tonight. The wound will not kill them tonight. In the name of Jesus, I send the angels to the emergency room. I send the angels to the children's hospital, to the children's hospital, to the psych ward. Oh, Father God, they will not lose their mind, because you ain't lost your mind in heaven. If you ain't lost your mind in heaven, they should not lose their mind here on earth. They should live. They should be in the right state of mind. In the name of Jesus, Father God, flip this thing, change this thing, get this thing in order, that our mind and our body, everything should be lined up in your order according to your word, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's all. You was the last person with their hands up. Thank you for calling in tonight. May God bless you. May God keep you. May his face shine upon you tonight, tomorrow, and throughout the season. Remember to speak for everything you need. I thank you for coming on, those who stay to the end. We are going to depart off this radio, but we will never depart from his word. We will never depart from him. Father God, let your word protect us. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet. So, Father God, we can't do anything without you. So, Father God, I cover your people. I ask that you fill me back up. You know, I thank you for my voice, Father God. I thank you for your protection. I thank you. I heard y'all that it was payback time earlier this week. It's payback time.
Yeah.
I better start saying it's payback time. It's time for the enemy to pay back everything he thought he stole.
It's time to snatch it up because it did not belong to him in the first place. Your life, your mind, your children, your household, your marriage don't belong to the enemy. Payback time.
Amen.
God gonna pay him what he need, what he's gonna pay. He gotta pay it back. And it's gonna be double.
Amen.
So,
amen.
If you need a double portion of peace, double portion of prosperity, it shall be so. It's payback. What did he stole? What did he steal from you in this season? What did he steal from you early this year?
Mm-hmm.
He try to strip you from. It's payback time. It's payback time.
Thank you,
God's gonna pay back everything the enemy, the locust, it can't run. Everything. Believe him. You gotta believe him. He ain't tell you you go pay him back by you trying to fight him. He ain't say that, man. He's gonna pay him back. And the enemy got to give back because he said, I know where the secret treasure is. I know where the wicked keep their stuff at.
Right?
He know.
Amen.
Oh, he know. Come on, y'all. He know where he took your peace. Y'all know where the enemy took your peace. God know where the enemy took. He took everything he stole from you. He know where it
is. So
Those same enemy that talked about you and everything, don't be surprised if they turn around and bless you. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Payback time. Come on. Well, God bless you. May God keep you. And remember Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the plan that he has for your life, your marriage. Oh, my God. It's going to even be pay time for those that went through a divorce, those who husband left you. My God. He just said it's going to be payback time.
Wow.
You kept your mouth closed, God, for the payback. It's payback time. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Y'all better go on a punch for marriage. You don't know what I've seen. Don't give up. Keep yourself for Christ. Keep yourself for Christ. Don't give it up.
Amen.
Click, chain, click, click, lock it down, and throw the keys to heaven. Because when his husband comes, he got to go get the keys and the ring from heaven. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear what the Spirit of the Living God said. You better click, and lock it down, and throw the keys to heaven. Because if he really of God, he going to get it from him. He's going to have to go get the ring. He's going to have to go get the marriage life. He's going to have to get it from God. Y'all better listen. Y'all better lock it up. And be faithful. Don't slip up because he got a six-pack. Don't slip up because he got them brown eyes. Don't slip up. Y'all know this after hours now. Don't slip up because he got a hand down. Ooh, don't slip up because you're trying to look at that hand me down. Well, my grandma used to say, don't you slip up because y'all think he got gold between them legs. Y'all better stay on the side of God because God know what you need and God gonna fix it. Everything is payback time. I'm telling you, y'all might be laughing, but watch, you're going to see it. Don't think it's in vain. It's not in vain. It's all going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to work out. Lord, you keep the radio, but I said it pretty neat tonight to where y'all understand what I'm saying.
Don't get quick.
Satan is clever. Become deception. When you're getting close for that husband to come, he'll say everybody but the right one.
Mm.
Or I say, don't be fooled.
Yes.
Don't be tricked. That go the same thing for you men. Don't you be fooled and tricked. Keep your eyes on God. Just like Abraham prayed, he said, the same God my father prayed to, same God.
He prayed to. Abraham prayed to. How would I know she the one for his son? How would I know? Show me. Sometimes you got to say the same thing. She knew where she was going to be, what she was going to be doing, how her was going to be. He knew it because he showed him in a vision. Come on. Your husband don't know who you are, so God's going to show him you in a dream or vision. Come on. He ain't going to miss it. You have to pray these things. So God bless you. God love you, and so do I. I'm going to leave a song that's going to bless your spirit tonight. Thank you. Someone is on the radio 24 hours, 7 days a week. So the karma going to be on tomorrow. Sunday, sometimes it'll be Terrence or Denisha or Angela Jaw or Keisha. Felicia from Felicia. And then we fall all back over on Monday. God always have his son on Prophetic Grace Network, and we so grateful and thankful. And we ask God to continue to bless Randy and his family and continue to fill his basket up in the name of Jesus. God bless you, and y'all have a blessed weekend.
I'm sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you said, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today. You're so good to me. Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work.
was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way. Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. You've been so good. When I almost lost my mind, you've been. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been. Everybody lift your voice. So good to me. You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Yeah! You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better than good to me.